Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
A few hundred people gathered under the campanile on Wednesday at 7 p.m. to honor and celebrate the life of Celia Barkin Arozamena. Many heartfelt speeches were made by people who had the opportunity to know and love Celia, including her roommates, athletic colleagues, and teammates, fellow engineering students, ISU staff, and Carlos, her boyfriend. Carlos gave an especially heartfelt and personal presentation about the love of his life as he described her. From listening, I had the impression that Celia is phenomenal. Uplifting descriptions of her personality and her life were given, and many people talked about her enormous smile. After the speeches, some of Celia's favorite music was played while people there lit candles, wrote notes to her parents, talked, hugged, and comforted each other. We recorded some of what people said, and I'd like to share this with you.
Hi, I'm Christy Martins, Celia's coach here at Iowa State. I'd like to start by just thanking everyone in our community for the outpouring of love and support that we've received. It's been amazing just from the university, the community, I mean, throughout really the entire country and the entire world. It's really just been overwhelming and so humbling. Northwestern's women's golf team even came down from their tournament just to show the impact that Bill has made on, you know, everyone in this world. I think that's one of the neat things that talking about her, we knew about all of you because she was so open. You know, she had such great communication that we knew about her engineering friends, about her professors. We knew about all of you and how deeply she cared for each and every one of you. The relationships that she created were special. They were so dear to her and meant so much, and we knew about all of you, and I think all of you knew about her teammates and how special they were to her. That's what makes everything about Thel so special. She was so open. She was open with her love. She was open with her suggestions for improving. For instance, we took a Suburban. You know, we thought we were like riding in style to a tournament in Chicago. We had 8 people, so Thel was the smallest, so she rode in back, closer to the luggage. Well, you know, we've been driving for a couple hours, and suddenly we start hearing a, "Bukuk! Bukuk! Bukuk!" And we're like, "Thel, what are you doing? We just have a caged chicken back here, just a caged chicken." And whenever she would feel herself around luggage, that we would hear the, "Bukuk! Bukuk!" And we knew, you know, Thel was feeling a little claustrophobic. To talk about Thel getting her way, we never did take a Suburban again. We always take big vans now so Thel could have her space, but her love for her family and their love for her and for you made her so open and warm and confident, and she became all that she was because of their love and your love. On our team, we talk a lot about how you become who you surround yourself with, because you're going to become who you surround yourself with. And I like to think that we've all become a little bit more like her as well, just by having her in our lives. Thank you again. Does the water feel too deep? Lie awake because you can't sleep without it. Good evening. My name is Haley Rugemart.
And I'm Thomas Pollard. We're the co-presidents of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. Not only was Celia a great student and an outstanding golfer, but she was also dedicated the little free time she had to serving others. Celia was an active participant in the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. Her willingness to engage new members, her participation in numerous community service events, and how she spread happiness made her a true ambassador of the university and what it takes to be a student athlete. Celia's obvious love for being a Cyclone was not hard to understand. We must never forget the way that Celia lived her life. We can carry on her legacy by living every day as she would have.
Every day, we can remember Celia's infectious positivity and smile. We can project it to people who need it the most. Every day, we can go the extra mile to encourage and care for our family, our teammates, and our peers. Finally, every day, we can challenge ourselves to go chase our dreams and be the best version of ourselves, just like Thelia did. What makes this athletic department and university so special is that we are always there for each other. We are one big Cyclone family. It's never easy to lose a family member, and that's what Thelia is to us. On behalf of the student athletes at Iowa State, we would like to thank everyone for their support and their continuing support during this difficult time.
I was Thalia's teammate for 4 years and her roommate for 2 years. I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet, just like Thalia. Thalia was a friend to everyone and beloved by all. When I met her my freshman year, I knew we would be lifelong friends. At the time, she didn't really know any English, but we still ate every meal together. She stuck to Cheerios and warm milk at every meal, which was interesting, but I kept eating with her despite that. She was the best golfer I have ever met and an even better friend. Her desire to compete and win was the greatest I have ever seen. She always put her teammates first. We will not remember her just for her success as a golfer, but also as a unique and one-of-a-kind individual. I'll now share with you some personal moments with me and Thalia. She came from Spain to the U.S. for school. She spent 2 Thanksgivings with my family at my home in Cedar Rapids. My parents called her their European daughter. She was more than my teammate, roommate, and friend. She was my sister. When I was fortunate enough to live with her, I was greeted each morning by an enormous smile on her face. In our apartment, we had a half-American, half-Spanish flag hung in our living room, sewn together by her family member in Spain. When I moved out after graduating in May, she gave me the other Spanish-American flag, sewn from the remaining halves. No matter where life took us, both of us would have our half. We said our goodbyes when I moved out, unaware of when we would see each other again. Of course, we did not know that that would be the last time. Thalia was so intelligent. She was a successful civil engineering major. We shared classes and professors in the engineering department. I gave her my notes. I don't know if she ever used them. Apparently, she was pretty good at taking notes herself. She was the epitome of a student athlete. She was someone who had goals and aspirations, and she had the ability to achieve those goals. She adored Iowa State and truly felt at home here. She always called our team the Cyclonitas, a kind of a tribute to the Spanish language, and also because, in her words, it's cuter. Outside of school and golf, she loved to read and cook and spend time with those that she held dearest. I would often come home to find her fully immersed in creating a giant feast in our apartment. There were more pots and pans in use than there were burners on our stove. There's not a singular moment that I will cherish. Instead, our relationship is made of hundreds of small, unforgettable moments that still make me smile. I never said it enough during her short life, but if I had one opportunity to speak to her, I know again what I'd say. I love you, Thalia.
My name is Amelia Groen. I was Thalia's teammate for the last 2 years. In the start of the year, the semester, I was a roommate. For anyone that knew Thalia, she would be loving all the support we have all received over the past days. She was such a raw person to be around, and that's what made her so unique. Every day, she would walk into practice with a massive infectious smile and give you a massive hug, regardless of whether you wanted one or not. And that little Spanish lady sure can give a good hug. Over the past 6 months, it has been nothing short of amazing for Thalia. Thalia found the love of her life, Carlos, and little did they realize how much they changed each other's lives. In golf, a week before leaving for Big 12s, she injured her ankle while playing ping pong
and went on to be Big 12 champion. And then went on to qualify for the US Open, win the Ladies European Amateur Championships. And recently, within the last month, she made it through the first stage of qualifying school to make it onto the LPGA. And she would have done it too if she had the chance. She has so much left to give in this world, and we were all here ready, waiting and standing to see her on her journey to be the best golfer that she could be and be the best person that she could be. Rooming with Thalia has been the best couple of months I've had at ISU. And in being her teammate, she never failed to make us all laugh with her quirkiness. Thalia Barkin, Rosamina, you fly high up there, mate, and we'll be here making you proud. And this Saturday at the football game, we'd all love it if you'd wear yellow to support her because that was her favourite colour.
My name is Andrew Watson. I am one of Celia's classmates from the civil engineering department, and I'm one of her friends. And through the last few years, I've had the pleasure of getting to know Celia through the love of her life, her boyfriend, and my best friend, Carlos. It all started 2 years ago with a sangria. We were sitting around a bonfire at Carlos's place, and I had noticed she was mixing sangria with Coca-Cola. I told her, that sounds like a strange mix, and she laughed and told me to try some. Reluctantly, I took the glass she offered me, and I tried it. And to my surprise, it was delicious. She said the drink was called a Calimocho, and it was her favorite drink from Spain. From there, she had mentioned that she had recognized me from class, and she asked if I was in civil engineering. We talked about our classes, our professors, her golfing career, and the crazy rock songs that our geology professor played during class. That evening, I brought one of my friends from France, and she instantly connected with him, as they tease each other about which European country is better. Her outgoing personality shined instantly that night, and I could tell from there how friendly and kind she was to everyone she met. That was the first time I met Celia, and she made a lasting impression with her ability to make me feel welcome and comfortable around her and her international friends that night around the bonfire. From then on, we knew we had each other's backs when it came to the challenges we faced ahead in our civil engineering careers. Fast forward 2 years, and we found ourselves facing a new challenge, the tedious class that is the design of concretes. I always found myself going to Celia for help in the class because I knew she was a great student. Although Celia was gone from class quite a bit for golf, she somehow always knew the answers before I did. No matter where she was throughout the country, she always made sure to open my desperate Snapchats asking for help with creating a mixed design for asphalt. She was an exceptional student, and she never let her golf career interfere with her studies. I admired her work ethic, and I was impressed with how she was able to excel in both her civil engineering studies and her golf career. She never let her busy lifestyle get in the way of being a kind and helpful person to anyone who needed it. On days where I was overwhelmed with school, she was a calm and warm smile to turn to. As I've been hearing people talk about Celia, the one thing they always mention is her smile. It made a lasting impression the first time I met her, and it will be how we will all remember her in the future. The civil engineering department has experienced a terrible loss, but I know when I see a helpful smile in town engineering again, I'll be reminded of Celia. She was an exceptional civil engineer, golfer, classmate, and friend, and we'll carry her legacy in our hearts in the civil engineering department. Thank you.
Carlos Negrin, Celia's best friend and boyfriend. I've been honored by her family to carry her name, and there's one message that her mom has asked me to deliver in person, and she wanted to do it in front of everyone, and that is, Coach, thank you very much for getting her in the team. You have no idea how many doors you opened to this young lady and how thankful everyone is. Thank you very much. I'll be talking about family quite a lot. There's multiple. As a foreign kid, myself as well, when you enter a country and you have no one with you, you're forced to trust some people. You're given friends, you know, these are your new teammates. And from that, it grew to be a pack. I see them in front of me right now. These girls are indestructible, bulletproof. It's amazing how happy they were. My friend Nick asked me, listen, 2 hours ago, Carlos, how are they so happy? And you know, they've gone for everything. They can do anything they put on their mind. You girls are an example to follow. Thank you. Throughout my time at ISU, I've got to get to know a lot of people. Since I met with Celia, we realized that, like Pokemon, you have to get all of them. When I say all of them, it's the Spaniards. You have to pile them up, just bring them together. So they called me the big brother. There's older people than me, but because of my time spent at ISU, I got to carry that name. I fully blame Aerospace Engineering College for that. Throughout my time here, Sel and I, I believe that we've got all of them. I'm looking at them right now. You guys are still a family. There's nothing that can separate us. You will go to different places, and chances are new ones will come. And we'll take them under their wing, just like we've done this far. I've been told that it'd be a good idea to explain how Sel and I met each other. It's a beautiful story. I receive a phone call in the middle of a night of a girl screaming on the phone in the middle of a party. You're Spanish. And I'm sleeping too. You know, like, and she said, I'm Sel. And I'm like, okay, I'm Carlos. Turns out a mutual friend of us, a Spanish talker as well, Dina Caído, that's her name. We'll be thankful for her to bring us together. Gave her my cell phone number at 3 in the morning, and she thought it'd be best to immediately convey the phone call, even not knowing who I was, but she thought it'd be the right thing. Celia was a person that had many impulses. It didn't take more than 2 days that I remember. I perfectly remember this spot. We met on accident. We knew who we were, but we met on accident in the corner of Coffee Works. I was going for Lincoln Way, and she was coming down for Welch. And we heard each other's voices, and we kind of, you are Sel, and you're Carlos. Oh, boy. From that moment on, a spark, such a huge spark, turned on inside of us. We knew in each other's eyes that was no regular relation, not as friends, not as anything. From that time on, I knew that I liked this girl in so many ways. Boy, was I not ready for what was coming for me. The last 7 months have been something. Words cannot describe how much I've loved her for a very, very long time. I am extremely happy to have lived the last 7 months. The last 3 days prior to the incident, on Saturday, we were sitting on the couch late at night. We had finished the day, and we had had a series of events, one after another, that were actually like really, really good. And she stopped the TV, you know, and she looked at me and said, hasn't it been like a really, really, really good weekend? And I'm like, oh, I was about, you know, yeah. And it's only Saturday, man. Like, we still have tomorrow. In fact, we enjoyed it even more. I wish that, you know, we have pictures and stuff that you'll be able to see over here. The last days, she was an extremely happy person. I talked to her family on video chat like I was part of them. She talked the same day to my family on video chat. Like, she was part of my family as well. And to all of you that know it, to a foreign kid out in a different country, the closest family member might be thousands of miles away. There is no line to write of what is family and what isn't. The team alone, the coaches, the Spanish family, the faculty, and every single person that Celia touched, in one extent to another, you've been family to her. She's extremely grateful, you know, to have such a blessing like that. There's a reason many of us remain in Iowa. We still don't know why, but we like it here. We don't have a list of reasons. We like it here. That's all I can tell you. We're glad to call this her second home. If Cel could live this again, she'd do it a million times. I mean, these are, you know, these 4 years have been amazing to her.
She brought me so much joy because she knew how to love and how to live. Last week, I told her that we should catch up and get pizza. But then I remember that she was starting this new diet. So I said, oh, Celia, we don't have to go get pizza. We can go get something else. And in her Spanish accent, she goes, oh, my gosh. Life without pizza? Really, Anna? Really? She was willing to sacrifice anything in order to love someone so well. When we ate pizza, she shared with me her desire to help others in spite of all the demands of her time. Her wisdom was this: I can do small bits of service to those in need, and if I have love in my heart when I do them. This was the kind of person that Celia was. Yes, she was an amazing golfer. Yes, she was a terrific engineering student. Yes, she even died a horrific death. But this does not capture who she was. Celia was a woman of greatness. Great faith, great joy, great love. We're not here just because we're sad or because we're mad. We're here because Celia impacted our lives in a great way. And we can remember that impact. We can share that impact. We can be that impact. Finally, I just want to full-heartedly thank Celia's family for sharing their daughter with us. She is such a gift to so many people. I want to thank you, Carlos, for sharing your girlfriend, the love of your life, with us. I want to thank all of the people that love Celia so much and helped form her into the person that she is, the beautiful woman that she is. If there's one thing that I'm most grateful for from Celia's life, is that she showed me how to not just give up when the competition gets tough. She fought harder. She prayed harder. Every day is going to feel like a competition with our emotions, with our doubts, with our fears, with our confusion. But because of Celia's great faith that she has shown us, I know that we have to keep competing, keep trusting, keep serving, keep loving. May Celia's soul rest in the peaceful embrace of God.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the Donate button at khoifm.org.